A brand new pastor came to town, and one of his first official activities was to visit the homes of all his parishioners. And he visited hundreds of homes, and all was going well until he knocked on the Joneses' family door. It was obvious that somebody was home, but no one would come to the door. Finally, after a long time, he took out his business card and wrote on the back a verse from Scripture, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, and stuck it in the door. That verse says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him." Well, the following Sunday, the same business card showed up in the collection basket. And below his Bible verse was another Bible verse written, Genesis chapter 3, verses 10. So the pastor got out of his Bible and turned to the verse, and it read, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself." The season of Advent is all about preparing our soul for when the Lord knocks on our door. Will we be prepared? Will we be ready for when the Lord knocks on our door at the hour of our death, or whenever the Lord comes again in the second coming? So today we begin this really joyful season of Advent. Advent's such a wonderful season. You know, it's filled with joyful anticipation of celebrating the birth of Christ again in just 4 weeks. It's really a season of love, peace, and joy, a season in which we really prepare our souls to celebrate the birth of Christ again. So the church gives us these 4 weeks as represented by the Advent calendar. Each of those weeks represent, you know, a total of the 4,000 years that the Jewish people waited for the Messiah. And we celebrate, of course, the birth of our Lord. Now, in today's gospel, the Lord teaches us about Noah and reminds us about the story of Noah. And if you remember that story in the Old Testament, Jesus says, "Just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man." Before the flood, everybody was just carrying on their daily activities, eating and drinking, getting married, up until the day that Noah entered the ark. And then it says, the floods came, and they were all washed away. So will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. So Jesus gives us this image of Noah. Noah, of course, was righteous in the eyes of God. And even though the entire world had become wicked, and God decided to start over and send the great flood, he saved Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives, and told Noah to build the ark. He even gave Noah the exact dimensions of the ark. And Noah was a man of faith, and he obeyed God and built the ark in which his family was saved. Of course, God also said to bring two types of animal that were on earth. Somebody once said, Noah was a brave man to bring those two termites onto the ark. So he was a man of faith. And I remember once in CCD class, I was teaching, and I said, does anybody know the name of Noah's wife? And one little kid said, I think it was Joan of Arc. But I said, that was a good guess. But Noah, of course, represents being prepared. And so during Advent, we follow the example of Noah. We listen to God, we obey his word, and we do what the Lord wants us to do. So what can we do over these next 4 weeks to grow closer to God? Well, of course, the best way to develop any relationship is talking and conversing, getting to know people, listening to them, and that is what we call prayer. When we pray, we talk to God, we listen to God, we spend time in his presence. So really, the first thing we should try to do during Advent is to spend some extra time in prayer. Start with 5 or 10 minutes a day. Just sit there in silence and talk to God. And that will begin to change our lives. When you wake up in the morning, say the morning offering, dedicate the day to God. Before you go to sleep at night, examine your conscience, say an act of contrition. So spend some extra time in prayer. Of course, one of my favorite prayers is the Holy Rosary. And during Advent, for years now, I have the practice of saying the joyful mysteries every day during the 4 weeks of Advent. If you've never done that, give that a try. The benefit of that is that every day you'll be meditating upon the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the early life of Christ, and it'll keep the spirit of Advent and the spirit of Christmas alive in your heart. And then, of course, if it's possible, try to attend daily Mass. Daily Mass is perhaps the greatest thing we could do to grow closer to God, because that nourishes our soul with Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, and then it nourishes our minds with the readings from Scriptures. And this season we'll be hearing about Isaiah the prophet prophesying about the birth of the Messiah, and St. Matthew's Gospel, which shows how Jesus fulfilled all those Old Testament prophecies. So that's what we'll be hearing this coming Advent. And I would also recommend, on the way out of church every week, take one of the CDs in the vestibule on the Catholic Lighthouse CDs kiosk. Take a CD, listen to it a couple times when you're driving back and forth, or rather sitting in traffic both ways to work and to back. Make use of that time in your car to really deepen your faith. And then when you're done with that CD, give it to somebody else or bring it back for somebody else to listen to. And then I'd recommend making sure you go to confession during the Advent season. And I would especially recommend the Advent Penance Service, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, because we bring in like the 20 or 25 nicest priests from the D.C. metropolitan area, from Virginia and D.C., and most of them you'll never see again. So it's take advantage of that opportunity. And then I would also suggest to families during Advent is to use the Advent wreath. Many families that I know will, when they have their family meal together in the evening, they will say grace before meals, and then they'll light the Advent candle for that week. You know, every candle represents a different person. First, like the Isaiah candle, and then the John the Baptist candle, the Saint Joseph candle, the Blessed Mother candle. They represent these great saints of Advent. And there's prayers, readings from Scripture. It only takes a couple of minutes, but again, a good way to have families pray together and think about Advent as they prepare for Christmas. And of course, as kids, we had the Advent calendars, and those are great too, because every day you could open up one of those little windows and read a verse from Scripture. Or if you're really lucky, get a piece of chocolate as well. See, a lot of Advent benefits. The last couple suggestions, what should you read during Advent? Well, obviously the most important thing we can read is the Gospels, and focus on the infancy narratives. And those are found in Luke and Matthew. See, St. Luke gives us Our Lady's perspective. St. Matthew gives us St. Joseph's perspective. So again, there are only a few chapters in the beginnings of those Gospels, but those would be very helpful to read. And then focus on reading about the three great Advent saints, St. John the Baptist, St. Joseph, and Our Blessed Mother. So again, a great way to prepare for Christmas. And lastly, I always suggest trying to, you know, give something to the poor. Maybe fill up one of the bags in the back with groceries, or pick a tag from the giving tree and get something for a needy individual or for a needy family. I know we did this as when I was a kid. My dad would bring us down to the closet. We'd have to go through our closets and give out, you know, some of the clothing that we were no longer wearing or that we outgrew, and we would take it down to a place where they would distribute it to the poor. We did that with our closets and picking out one of the games that we had and giving some of those away to the needy children as well. So what I would suggest is doing something extra during Advent. As you know, Lent is a time to give something up. Advent's a time to do something extra. So pray about it. Think about some of these things that you might be interested in doing, the extra prayer time or the joyful mysteries of the rosary, or going to confession, or going to some daily masses, or listening to an audio CD in your car, or giving a gift to the poor. Think about those things, because I think if we do those things, we will be more prepared and better prepared when Jesus knocks on the door of our heart when he calls us home.